Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning biosecurity on their dairy farms. Our recent experience with bird flu and our continuing threat of bird flu across our herds makes us realize that it is important to be thinking about how we handle biosecurity on our dairy. So as you think about your own dairy, question I might have for you, who has had access to your dairy animals and to your feed in the last week, in the last month, in the last 3 months? Do you actually know who's been on and off your farm? Do you track the animal movements to and from your farm? And how do you manage biosecurity around those animal movements? Many of our dairies do have a secure milk supply plan. That is something that you can obtain through the Department of Agriculture here in Kansas. It really helps set up a biosecurity plan for your dairy. Once we have the plan, that's great, but what do you do with that plan? It shouldn't sit on the shelf. It's something that should be reviewed. So if you already have a secure milk supply plan, I would encourage you to take some time to review it. Most importantly, I would take some time to train your employees as to what's exactly in the plan. How do we react on our dairy if we have to stand that plan up, and what will the responsibilities be for individual employees? This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farms across the state to give some thought to the biosecurity plan on their individual dairy, and if you don't have one, to set one up as soon as possible.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.